Hello everybody, good morning and welcome to the United Stands. I'm Mark Goldbridge and this is your latest Manchester United transfer news this Sunday morning. A little bit of an early show, but I tell you what, we're probably going to get quite a big drop in about 6 minutes' time. It will be 9 a.m. UK time. There is a rumour going round that there's going to be a brief going round. I don't know what it is. It could be massively disappointing. It could be huge. So if you are watching on replay, you might want to go for 6 minutes' time. But in those 6 minutes, I've also got some big stuff for you as well. So, as we know, the situation with Belhiba is progressing. If you didn't catch it last night, it can be your breaking news. But we've also got some other breaking news for you as well around a goalkeeper. Manchester United will 100% be signing a goalkeeper in the next 3 weeks. We'll talk about that in more detail in a moment, but that is not really what we're waiting for at 9 a.m. What we're going to start off with, though, is Belhiba, because you may have seen this last night, and we sort of touched on it a little bit towards the end of the 8 p.m. show last night. But Fabrizio Romano, about 9 o'clock last night, confirming that Manchester United representatives are speaking with the agents of Carlos Belhiba yesterday. They're talking to him about contract length, salary, and terms, basically, to join Manchester United. Now, as we understand, there are no issues with this. There are no issues. They cannot put it out there publicly that it's terms agreed, but basically it's done on that side. Like, that is not a problem. He's on £12,500 a week. The agent fees from Brighton to Manchester United won't be a problem, and the wages will certainly not be a problem, and his desire to go from Brighton to Manchester United won't be a problem either. The big question is, how are Manchester United doing personal terms with Belhiba when he is a Brighton player? It's literally something that used to get called tapping up. Like, if Real Madrid were on the phone to Yoro this morning and we had a story that Real Madrid were talking to Yoro, agreeing personal terms, we would lose our shit. We would quite rightly lose our shit. And this is why, when we're talking about Belhiba and we're talking about Manchester United, and you know what? We've been on the right side of the fence again. We're going to sign Belhiba. And I know there are major journalists out there saying it's unrealistic and it's very difficult and this, that and the other. And I completely respect that. But follow the news. It's like Sesko and Ornstein. It's like Mbeumo and Ornstein. It's like this story breaking 2 days ago. I knew straight away this is going to go somewhere. And we're literally talking to him yesterday. On Friday, people are talking about £100 million and it can't happen. We're in talks with Belhiba's representatives yesterday. He misses a Brighton game with a knock. This is more advanced than people think. Officially, this is more advanced than people think. Like, this is down the road. This is not speculation. This is down the road. And like, how are we doing this with Brighton knowing about it? Because honestly, and Brighton fans will attest to this, Brighton don't really care. Brighton are going, agree your personal terms, agree your wages. We will sell him. We will sell Belhiba. That's not a problem. Like, we're not here saying, leave our player alone. If you want to sort out personal terms, you go for it. But once you've done that, you knock on our door, and that's when the real work starts. So we could be talking 3 weeks. We could be talking Man United walking away. We could be talking Brighton saying we want 150 million. But United are going down the road of, let's get Belhiba's side sorted so that he wants the Man United package. And then that puts them in a stronger position with Brighton. Brighton don't necessarily believe that. Whether the player wants to go to Man United or not, they're okay. They want the fee that they're going to get. So this is moving really, really in the direction of Manchester United. Hugely in the direction of Manchester United. A lot of people were moaning last night. Rival fans moaning last night. Man United are tapping up Belhiba. They shouldn't be talking to Belhiba. They shouldn't be doing personal terms. We're only tapping them up if Brighton make a complaint. Brighton aren't going to make a complaint because Brighton are very much of the opinion that they are a selling club at the right price. So you can talk to our players. We can't. Their stance is, we're not going to say don't talk to our player because we will sell our players. Everybody knows that. But we'll be open with the player as well. Like, they don't. Brighton are a well-run club. So they're not going to say to Belhiba, you can't discuss terms with Manchester United. They're just going to say, Caicedo, £100 million, If Manchester United really want you, they'll pay you what you're worth. Don't get moody with us if the deal doesn't happen. So sort out your personal terms. Tell us you want to go to Man United and we will tell you that you can go to Man United, but they've got to pay the price. And we don't want any strikes and we don't want any moodiness or anything like that. And if you want to waste the year of your career being in the reserves, you can. But we want the price. And that's where it's going to, that's going to be interesting. And it could happen like that. It could take weeks. And I wouldn't rule out another club coming into it as well. But it would be interesting because when you look at Sesko, the Sesko deal obviously took very little time because we had... Who was involved in that? Yeah, Newcastle. Newcastle were involved in that. So I think with this one, it'll be a very interesting story how it pans out. But look, it's happening. Manchester United are in talks with Belhiba again. We're agreeing personal terms. Some are saying we've already agreed personal terms because his wages will not be a problem for Manchester United and the package with the agent won't be a problem at all. So it's at what point we start moving on towards Brighton. And I think that could be happening as soon as you like, really. So look, I think it's going to be very, very interesting to see how it works out. But I'm very encouraged by that. I think he will end up being a Manchester United player. I don't have any reservations about it at all. And it is huge news. And it is another big development. And it is a very big step in the right direction for Manchester United. And as much as we talk about who will the plan B be, and people talk about Adam Wharton and Ljunglin and Ederson, the way Man United are acting at the moment is that there isn't a plan B. Their plan A is Belhiba, and they believe that they can get that deal done. Now, I want to talk about there was a rumour that something was going to happen at 9 a.m. I am keeping abreast of that, by the way. But it's just dropped now, actually. Okay, so this is coming in from Indicaler News again. Now, they're saying that Belhiba wants out, personal terms agreed. I mean, this is literally what I said 5 minutes ago. So obviously, it just shows you that it's true. So personal terms agreed is literally what we were talking about 10 minutes ago. Carlos Belhiba has made his intentions clear. He's verbally asked Brighton to let him move to Manchester United. And it gets even more interesting because Belhiba's agent has given the thumbs up on his personal terms offer if Brighton agrees to let him go this summer. Brighton at the moment have not nudged from their 100 million valuation on the player. So this is really good. This is really good because this is what we've been speaking about for the last 10 minutes. So this is coming out as part of a 9 a.m. brief. Indicaler News has just put it out in the last minute. Obviously, we've spent the last 10 minutes sort of talking about it, really. But effectively, it's not Belhiba's terms are agreed, which is completely fits in with what we were talking about. Gives you a bit of verification if you don't believe it. That's the brief that's going out at 9 o'clock. As I said, we spent 10 minutes talking about this. Belhiba terms agreed. Man United, as per Romano, talking to Belhiba last night. He's on £12,500 a week. His agent knows this is going to be a big fee. That side of things are done. And if you're talking to Belhiba, he wants to come to Manchester United. So this is this. I mean, we've not done this for a long time. But in effect, there are stages of a transfer that we've sort of lost this season, if we're being honest. But the stages of a transfer really are terms agreed with the player, deal done with the club. Here we go through Fabrizio or an Ornstein Bomber, an official announcement by Manchester United. So there's four major stages. There is a few in between, but the big one is personal terms agreed with the player, which is basically what we've done. We've now got to work on the toughest part, which is deal done with Brighton. Then you get here we go. Then you get the official announcement a few days after. So the big thing now is going to be, and lots of people saying they're a Belhiba, and you should be a Belhiba because I don't know what it is about this community at the moment, but in the majority, we are getting it right. We are predicting it right. And as I said, I think that Man United are using people like David Ornstein and Fabrizio Romano almost as agents. They're not journalists. They're agents for Manchester United. I don't know whether they realise it. They're probably quite happy with it because nobody grows more than off Manchester United as a journalist. Fabrizio figured this out a long time ago. So they are actually, and it started last summer, they are basically agents for Manchester United. Man United sort of nurtured them last year by saying, we're not going to give the MEN anything. We're not going to give Athletic anything. You're going to be the people who get Man United transfer news, and we're going to earn your trust. And last summer, it was Romano and Ornstein who got everything. And this summer, they're giving it them even earlier as part of the transfer process. So David, put it out there that Sesko is our number one target, and that's who we want. Okay. And it ends up signing for Man United. Fabrizio, put it out there that we're in talks with Belieber about personal terms, and it goes out there. And like, it just builds the momentum. It builds the movement. It makes Brighton fans go, okay, this ain't looking good, bruv. It makes Man United fans go, shit, we actually are, we've got a chance of doing this. Let's get excited. And this has been a tactic of Man United, especially over the last few weeks, that's worked really well. The big question now is, now that we've agreed personal terms with the player, let's see how long it's going to take to do a deal with Brighton, because I honestly can't predict that. I think it could take a few days. It could take a few weeks. You're talking about a club that has a rich tapestry of actual evidence where they can go, Caicedo, £100 million, we believe he's as good as Caicedo. And there's not a lot Man United can do about that. So I think you've got to go sort of like, can you throw a player in? Maybe a Collier? Can you do a installment deal? We'll have to do that. Could we do an 80 plus 30 in, you know, add-ons? I think we will have some creativity. What I do not want to see, and I'll repeat this again, and I hope it doesn't happen, I want to see respect for Brighton. I think they're a fantastically well-run club in the industry. They're so respected. We do not want to piss Brighton off. I do not want to see a player going on strike. If we see Belieber going on strike, it just turns me off straight away. I don't want to see any of that. Sesko didn't go on strike. Cunha didn't go on strike. And Bermo didn't go on strike. It's all about that. It's all about the attitude. So this might take no time. It might take a few weeks. But I don't want to see strikes, because Anthony went on strike and now he's basically on strike at Man United. I don't want to see that. Let's do it the right way and bring the right attitude players in. And I think that will happen. So how long's a piece of string? We've got to negotiate with Brighton now, and I think that's going to be the next stage. There is no other club involved at the moment. Would you risk another club getting involved to speed it up? Newcastle going for Sesko sped it up. No one else being in for Mbeumo slowed it down. So it could take 3 weeks. It could take 3 days. Let's wait and see. But very exciting. Terms agreed with Belieber. That's your breaking news this morning. We started about 10 minutes ago. It's just been verified about 6 minutes ago. So we're personal terms agreed with Belieber this morning. Smash a like on the video. And the good news doesn't stop there, because from our own source this morning, goalkeeper, and it's not as big as Belieber. I mean, I'm not pretending that it is, but goalkeeper, 100% Man United sign a goalkeeper in the next 3 weeks. Now, for some, you'd go, no shit, Sherlock. But for others, you'd go, well, Bayinda's playing in goal. Anana's coming back. Would I be surprised if we didn't sign a goalkeeper? So that is good news. We are going to sign a goalkeeper in the next 3 weeks. The identity of that goalkeeper is a big secret. It might even be a big secret for Manchester United. They do have Lemens, who is very much a push the button and you can do it. But obviously, he's probably not going to be the first team goalkeeper straight away. The feeling with Lemens is that if you bring him in, he has to have a period of adjustment, and he hasn't had a pre-season. So Lemens could be, they do like Lemens and they can move for Lemens, but I think they want a goalkeeper that comes in straight away. There's been a gear change at Manchester United over the last 4 weeks, where what they were looking to do in June isn't what they've been trying to do over the last 4 weeks. That's official. You know, United won't announce it, but that is true. What United were trying to do in June isn't what they've been doing over the last 4 weeks. There's been a gear change. And I think they've done that because of Liverpool and Arsenal and Chelsea. They've seen what Liverpool, Chelsea and Arsenal have done, and they've gone, we can't go with the slow-mo here. We've got to go fast. And it's changed what we've done. So Lemens would be seen as a bit of a slow bake, like he's a player for the future, whereas a Martinez or even, dare we dream, Donnarumma would go straight into the team and make you better instantly. And I think United have figured out they need to be ready instantly. This Belieber deal wasn't even on the cards a month ago. You know how we were talking about we might have been waiting to the end of the window on purpose so that everyone spent their money? No. Man United weren't even looking at doing this a month ago. They've changed course. They were looking at doing this in a year and they've moved it forward basically because they're looking at the Champions League and they know there's only one potential spot, which is fifth. So they want an outside chance of top four if somebody drops out, but they desperately need fifth. They've got to be in the Champions League next year. And that's why we've suddenly gone Sesko, Belieber, and we want a first team goalkeeper. So the question will always be, we're making good signings. We're making good moves. Why have we left it so late in the window? It's not really tactical because the players miss out on the pre-season and they're probably going to be more expensive, these players, at the end of the window. It's just a general deviation in the window towards we can't be as slow as we wanted to be. Well, we can't be as slow as we thought we were going to be in relation to building the future. We've got to build the future now because that's what that's the new world. Liverpool have just won the league, amazing window. Arsenal finished second, amazing window. Chelsea scraped into top four, amazing window. Man City are going again. So Man United's plan of slowly, slowly build, they've completely spun and gone, we need to spend them. We've got to speculate to accumulate, really. So I feel that the goalkeeper will be significant. I feel that the goalkeeper will be a goalkeeper of first team quality. But I'm happy that we're actually going for a goalkeeper. So big, big news coming in. If you're tuning in late, Carlos Belieber, personal terms, agreed with Manchester United. That's the breaking news this morning. Not really a surprise in the sense that we could agree personal terms because his wages aren't that big and it's a Man United move from Brighton, but a huge move in the progression of this deal that some people were starting to feel couldn't happen because it was too expensive. It's definitely on the trajectory to deal done. The huge bit of work now is working with Brighton on a fee. And Brighton don't care about us doing personal terms with Belieber because the way they run their football club is people don't leave Brighton under a cloud because Brighton are very mature with how they work with their players. They will say to the agents and Belieber, by all means, we will sell you, but this is the price. We will respect you. You can go and do your personal terms. But if Man United don't hit the price, you've got to respect us, stay here for another year and sign the contract. And that's how Brighton works. So we're at that stage one. We're also going to sign a goalkeeper in the next 3 weeks. Breaking news. Third bit of news, load of shit, typical Sunday morning stuff. Apparently Dominic Calvert-Lewin wants to be our third striker. Second striker behind Sesko. Calvert-Lewin has parted ways with his agent, according to The Sun, because he wants to force a move to Manchester United. All I would say is let's not ruin it by buying Calvert-Lewin. He's shit. He's injury prone. I don't want him anywhere near Man United. We're moving in the right direction and this is the wrong direction. Don't go anywhere near him. If we're going to let Rasmus go to bring Calvert-Lewin in as the support striker, what the hell are we doing? And on that, there's still talk of Rasmus and AC Milan. Has anybody actually thought that if you're an AC Milan fan, what are you waiting for? Like, he doesn't want to go. He wants to stay at us. I mean, imagine if we wanted to sign, I don't know. Well, imagine if we wanted to sign Belieber, but he doesn't want to leave Brighton and Brighton are trying to sell him. It's been a weird one for AC Milan because Rasmus doesn't want to go to AC Milan. He wants to stay at Man United. So yeah, I don't want, if we're getting rid of Rasmus to bring Calvert-Lewin in, who's making that up? Who's behind that? It ain't Favel. Who's doing that? So no, let's not do that. Before you all claim it started, I'm a Belieber. I asked Mark if he was last week, says Peter. I'm a Belieber has been going on for weeks on this channel. I don't think anyone can claim that. Donnarumma spotted in Greg's in Manchester, says One Inch Wonder. How is a gentleman like yourself ever employed as a policeman? I hope all is good with the wife, kids and dog. God bless you all. Glazers out, says Gregory Burke. Hi, Mark. What do you rate the transfer market so far, says Jacob? 4? Maybe a 5. I mean, ultimately, we've signed 3 players and we've sold nobody. I think we could hit an 8 if we get a really top-class goalkeeper, we get Belieber in and we get rid of all the shit. I think we could hit a 7 or 8. I mean, you can mark it down because of how late in the window it is, but I think we've got an opportunity. I love Belieber, but we back to bribe players again, says Bill. No, I mean, I mean, honestly, look, I think that I read an amazing thing that I sort of want to go through. I'll probably do it a little bit later, actually. But I saw an amazing tweet from Swedish Rumble this morning that is just so good as a message to the fan base. And I might do it about, you know, I've got to go and watch Seb play football now, but which was why not we're doing the 10 o'clock show. But I might do it a little bit later. But it sort of breaks down what I was talking about last night about patience. If we get Belieber and we get this starting goalkeeper, people are going to start talking about top four and titles and stuff like that. You saw us yesterday. We've still got six or seven players that probably should have been sold that we can't sell that aren't good enough. And Belieber, Sesko, Mbeumo, Cunha and a goalkeeper will be the future. And so is Dorgu and a couple of other players. But there's still huge problems in that team. You know, one summer's not going to solve problems of the last 5 years. We're going to have to be patient. And effectively, we can't be losing our shit if we're seventh at Christmas, as long as we're in touching distance of fifth. Like, this season for me is about fifth. And as I said last night, if you finish fifth, Newcastle lost 12 games in fifth. So there's going to be 12 disappointments, maybe 10 disappointments for you. Are you going to lose your shit every single time that that we do that? So I think that that's an important point, definitely. Do you think the result of the Arsenal game will determine whether we get Belieber deal done? I don't think it matters at all, Oliver. I don't think the Arsenal result matters at all. I think we have a plan and we'll stick to it. Feel sorry for Maynou in a way. Do you think he'll stick it out as a squad player? I mean, this is a good point from Anthony Mabry as well. I think we'll have to wait and see what happens with that, certainly. Rooney will be better backup striker than Calvert-Lewin, says Vicky. I didn't get a notification for this, says Josh. Yeah, apologies. I don't know what's going on with YouTube on that. But look, I'm sure a lot of you will be watching it not live because we're a bit early anyway, but we still hit 20,000 because that's what this channel does. Absolutely incredible stuff. I'm not on the 10 o'clock show this morning because Seb's got a match at 10 o'clock. So I will tell you how that goes. It's going to be a hot day in the UK today. But to be honest with you, I'd have had to go live at 9 o'clock anyway this morning because that is breaking news. Personal terms have been agreed with Carlos Belieber. Absolutely nailed on. Verified and out there, and it doesn't mean the deal's done. It's just a step on the four-step system to him holding up the shirt. Personal terms agreed with the player, deal done with Brighton, here we go or bomber, and then official. That's how it goes. We're there. We're 25% of the way there. And what I find significant about that is that some people weren't believers. Some people thought, no, this won't happen, it's too much money. Even The Athletic, that journalist last night, was saying it's unrealistic because of the price. And it might still be. That's the big barrier now. You can agree personal terms with the player, but even Belieber can't say, sell me. Like, he has to understand that we've got to hit a price. I'm interested to see what our price is going to be, because if we're walking in and trying to get a player unsettled and get him to go on strike, that's not right. Like, you don't do that. So we've got to go in there with a price that's fair for Brighton. And look, let me just repeat this. If you're Brighton, Man United have got to hit minimum 80. Minimum 80. Because we've just paid 65 for 25-year-old Mbeumo from Brighton. This is somebody that's only just 22. In the mould of a player, you know, we've got to pay at least 80. We've got to play at least 80. Club wants to sell Rasmus. He doesn't want to go. Is that not a bad behaviour, or is it only called out with some set of players as Rack City? Mate, I think you need to understand the circumstances of it, really. I don't think you understand the circumstances of it at all. Anana doesn't want to go, but there's no other goalkeeper at the moment, so why would he go? Rasmus doesn't want to go because he wants to stay and prove himself under Amorim. I think ultimately, if Amorim says, I don't want you, I think Rasmus will go. You know, these players are not on strike. They're not Anthony. They're not Garnacho. They're not wearing Villa shirts. They're not refusing to go to players when they've been told to go back in January. The full details of every story will come out. I wouldn't start stressing about it and trying to turn what is a very positive community into some sort of toxic thing, because we're not like that. We have open and honest conversations. And, you know, I know it's toxic Sunday and your life's probably a bit shit, but we don't operate like that on here. So we have grown-up conversations. The fullness of the story will come out in time on that one. There are still 3 weeks left of the window. The point is, I think Man United are trying to get certain players out for money, like we did with James Garner, when there are other players that need to go first, like Garnacho. What is happening with Garnacho? What is happening with Antony? What is happening with Sancho? But I think there will be other players who go. I think it's a great point about Mainoo, and like, you know, Mainoo is going to sign a 150 grand a week contract. We're going to put a 150 grand a week player on the bench, are we? I mean, he's got great potential, but where does he fit in if you buy Belieber? There has to be sales. I completely agree. If you think Donnarumma and Belieber can only get us fifth, what are position? What other positions need improved to get top four, and who needs to go? James, I mean, look, this is a bigger question. It's probably for 8 o'clock tonight, but for me, I don't want to be disrespectful, but it's logical. You're saying if you buy good players, you're going to finish in the top four, but you're completely dismissing the adaption of new players. The fact that we were bloody awful last season and we've still got players that we don't know whether we can trust. You can't just put a bunch of players together with five new signings and say, well, that looks like it can finish in the top five. It's got to adapt. It's got to learn. And remember, if and when Belieber comes in, and I believe it's when, he comes into a Man United side that's already played three Premier League games. He's got to get used to people on the job. And you talk about, oh, we've got no European football so we can train in the week. Most of that Arsenal squad have been training together for 3 years. Same with Liverpool. Like, you can't just say, well, they've had a month together, so they should go and win the league. It's going to take time. There's going to be more players that need to come in. There's going to be more players that need to be sold. The one thing we can't buy at this in this fan base is patience, but it's probably the most important thing because it's the most logical thing in the world. It wouldn't matter if we bought the 11 best players in the world. We're not winning the league, in my opinion, because they've got to gel. And I think that's a great way of looking at it. You give Man United the 11 best players in the world in each position, I still don't think we're going to win the league because you've got to. Everyone's got to get used to each other. At some point, they'll win the league. Depends on how quickly they adjust to the system and each other. But look at PSG with Messi, Neymar and Mbappe. They didn't win the Champions League. Three of the best players in the world because they couldn't fit. Football is not as simple as buy good players, win the league. It's about buying the right players with the right attitudes that work together in the right system, with the right attitude, with the right consistency. And those things take time. So I don't care who we sign. We're not finishing in the top four, in my opinion. We've got to go for fifth. And then next year, you use that momentum to maybe go into the top three. And that's what we've got to look at, a 2 or 3 year plan if we're going to start buying like this every summer. And I think we've always agreed that. I don't know why people are talking about top four from 15th because we might buy five good players. I'm looking at top five, do it again next summer, top three, do it again the next summer after that, challenge for the title in 28. But you've got to buy like we're buying every single year. Brilliant show this morning. I could talk and talk, but we'll miss kickoff if we don't need to do that. Ashley says, why do we need to sell Rasmus? It's financial, I understand, but we've needed two strikers for so long. Well, it might be that we sell Rasmus and bring in Calvert-Lewin, which maybe we will still have another striker. Maybe we haven't realised that. Where can I find the Belieber news, says Kyle. You can just start the show again and listen to everything we've discussed and where it came from, because it's all in here, as normal. Make sure you subscribe, smash a like on the video. Fantastic show this morning. What a great way to start the day. Belieber terms agreed. It was about 10 minutes into our show where it broke, but to be honest, we knew it anyway. Speak to you in a bit. Take care.